Yes, he's played 56 games since his debut for Souths back in 2018. Adam Dewey now at the Tigers playing 5/8. Good morning to you, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good to have you on the show. Now, describe that dressing room after that win against the Dragons on the weekend.
It was a really good feeling. Obviously, been a tough sort of couple of months of footy for us, and we feel as though we've been building nicely, but probably took a backward step last week, and to go away against the Dragons, who have had some good wins this year, and come over 2 points was a great feeling.
Adam, how does that help the confidence leading into, Loz mentioned this morning, the next month of footy for the Tigers looks like a good month, the opportunity to win four games straight or five games straight. How does last week help the confidence?
Yeah, as much as we talk about confidence and, we've been really driving belief this year in our pre-season, our training, if you're not getting wins, it's sort of hard for us as a playing group to go along with it. And I guess you second guess yourself whether you throw a pass or just take a carry if you don't want to make an error and stuff. So, of course, having a win builds us nicely into this week, and Titans are coming off a loss. So I reckon it's a good opportunity for us to, take them on this week at our home ground at Campbelltown.
Yeah, Adam, congratulations on your form, mate. And in particular, last weekend, I thought you were brilliant. Mate, how do you go about getting consistency as a club within your football? Because you look at your last month of football, you've taken South to Golden Point, and then you lost to, the Cowboys and Manly, but then again you beat the Dragons, who are a top eight team. So you've beat, you've beaten a top eight team, taken one of the premiership favourites to Golden Point, and then you lose against a couple of lowly place sides, if I can put it like that. How do you get the consistency from your best to your worst?
Yeah, it's something that we've really sort of scratched our head about. How does it make sense that we go, away to South to a premiership favourites and match it with them, and then have two sort of big home games and, sort of not turn up? It's something we've obviously spoken about this year, and even me being there last year was something that we struggled with, was playing back-to-back games and trying to put good performances back-to-back. So we've done a few things to change training up a bit, put in some afternoon sessions, and just to challenge us mentally and get our attitude right, no matter where we're playing or where we're training and stuff. So we've put steps in place, and I guess we're back at home this week, and I guess it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and we're playing Saturday, so it's going to be a big day for us. And I guess Titans are a side that we feel as though we can beat, and we're going to have to turn it on and play good back-to-back footy.
Adam, tell us a bit more about Michael Maguire for you personally. What's he like as a coach? We hear so many different things around, his toughness as a head coach. How's he been for you personally, and what's he like around the group?
Yeah, I've liked Madge. Ever since I left school, he sort of was at South, and he got me to South. And then when I was at South and he left Kansas Tigers, and I was on the out of South, he threw me that second chance and got me back to Tigers. So I've always liked Madge. He's a hard worker. The work he puts in and the hours he puts in at training is, unbelievable. And I guess the diligence goes about his work and his attitude towards and his care factor for the playing group is second to none. And us as a playing group, we love playing for him, and I know for us on the weekend we wanted to go out and put in a good performance because we knew he was copping it a bit in the media, so we're really happy we do that, and we have to back it up now.
Yeah, and that's a good response for the coach, because he is a passionate man and he's very good at what he does. And I think people don't see what happens behind the scenes either, and while the results haven't been coming at the first grade level, you look at what you've been able to achieve in the New South Wales Cup. They're running second. Their under-20s are undefeated. So you've got this good group of kids coming through, and it's just about staying the test of time and trusting what you believe in and trusting the process that the coach has put in place, because eventually you will turn it around. And as I keep saying, I reckon if you can win four games in a row in this competition, you'll put yourself right in there to play finals football. And Clarkie mentioned the next month of football. I mean, obviously, you've got to take it week by week. But, the club, if you can win these next four games, is set up to have a really good end of the season, because your draw is not as hard as some of the other teams.
Yeah, it's a good month of footy for us coming up. As I said, we've really struggled to go back-to-back, especially this year. So that's a real big focus for us. We know we've had a tough first start to the season, and we have faced some, good opposition. So it is a good opportunity for us this next month to take on these other teams and yeah, like you said, I've got a good bunch of group in reserve grade that are going good. And you know, like a player like Zach Staney steps in on the weekend, and I guess he does have that confidence from getting them wins from the reserve grade team. And I guess he was flying at fullback, and for him to come in and really do a job like that shows the depth we do have in our club. And anyone can step in at any time.
And that was one of the great moments and one of the great scenes of the season, I thought, having his mates in the stand on the weekend and the way they celebrated and were so happy for him. Did you actually know that they were his mates, or did you know where they were sitting? What were you thinking when that all sort of was unfolding?
I think we eventually just all picked up on it. He's actually a good kid. He's a very quiet kid, so we didn't really expect his cheer group to be that loud. But he's a kid who grew up supporting the Tigers, and to see the emotion he spoke with before the game and his parents speak with such emotion in the sheds was pretty outstanding. And to see his mates and that vision after the game was, it was pretty crazy, and it would have been an amazing feeling for him.
Adam, you played fullback last year, six this year. Where do you prefer, and where do you think you're better suited for the Tigers?
Yeah, I like six. I've played there throughout all my junior footy, and although I've been playing in a few different positions in first grade, I've always felt most comfortable at six, and especially this year doing a full pre-season in that position. And I guess now really starting to form a good combo with Brooksy and figuring out how he plays and where he wants me to pop up, and getting Dano in the mix and Jake Simkin, we're really working hard as a spine. And I see myself as a six, and I'm loving it there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Luke Brooks. Again, so much expectation, and he cops a lot of criticism when the Tigers don't perform as well as they would like. Has that just taken a bit of time for you and him to get that that banter and be able to work together and build that connection, I guess?
Yeah, I wouldn't like to say it has, but yeah, it has, to be honest. Yeah. We're 8 weeks in now, and we are two different players, and we've never played in the halves together. So although we're going really good at training in the preseason, we know games are different, and the more game experience you get under your belt, the better combos were formed. And I feel as though we're really starting to know our roles, and I know where Booksy wants me, and he's really looking after the middle third, and I'm trying to work hard with the edges and Dano and getting him inside or outside of me. And knowing Brooksy, he's got a good last tackle finish close to the line. And as you saw in the week, he got a few repeat sets for us. So, we're still building. We're obviously nowhere near where we want to be. But, I'm really enjoying playing with him.
How's your shoulders, mate? You getting them ready for Dave Fifita?
Yeah, not yet.
Obviously, you'll do a bit of...
Is Corey Thompson out? Is anyone else out with him?
I'll tell you what, though, mate. Obviously, you do a bit of video work on him this week. But when you got someone like that coming at you, I suppose all you can do is just get yourself in front.
Yeah. You got to. I sort of get excited. You know, it was like my debut game. I was up against Kiko, and obviously, no one backs you to stop him. And if you get in their face and make an early error from him, you never know what will happen. So, I'm excited for the challenge. He's obviously a freak of a player, and has been damaging on their left edge, and along with my right edge, we'll look forward to watching video this week and seeing how to nullify him as much as possible. We obviously can't completely shut him out of the game because he's that good, but we'll try and limit him as much as possible and hopefully get some errors out of him.
Adam, describe the impact of Dane Laurie, who's come to your club but for this season, and how's he helped your game? It's hard to believe that this kid's only played, a dozen NRL games.
Yeah, he's so skillful. I guess before he came to the club, Jimmy Tomei, I was sort of talking to him about him, and he said last year at Penrith, as much as they were flying, they just really couldn't keep him out of the team. And, he was on the bench some games and would come on and just tear him to shreds. And, so to play with him this year and just to see how skillful he is, and his knowledge of the game is obviously really good, and his instincts is, I guess, what makes him so good. And even on the weekend, you saw that play where he saw four attackers in front of him and just carved the ball out of the in goal. Was shows how tough he is as a kid, and he's got a long way to go, and he'll be a special talent.
Well, Adam, it's been great to talk to you, mate. Well done on that win against the Dragons on the weekend and your own form, and good luck against the Titans and Dave Fifita and company this weekend.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.